Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jason Bateman is 53 today. That guy's been in a lot of good stuff.
He's the greatest.
Ozark next week.
He's so good in everything. He's good in everything, man.
5'9".
Yeah, he's one of those guys, I don't care what it is. If he's in it, I'll watch
I'm with you, puss.
Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl is 53 today as well.
We're not playing who's taller. I hate that game.
6'2". No, we're not playing who's taller. Okay. We're not playing who's older.
We're not
but
playing.
We do have a question.
Great.
I have a question.
Jason Bateman's cooler.
That was my question.
Yeah. And I like.
And I wasn't sure who was cooler.
And I, well,
come
listen,
on.
I just. I,
he was never going to say
Dave Grohl.
I thought
Dave Grohl was cooler.
No, Dave Grohl was cool.
Dave pretty cool.
I was just wrong.
Dave Grohl's cool. His original music sucks, but he's cool. But
exceedingly.
I like Jason Bateman, all the stuff he does is cool. So for me, he's cooler. I don't like Foo Fighters, the band, but I like Jason Bateman movies.
If both those guys were throwing a party, I would rather be at Dave Grohl's party because his friends are going to be cooler. He's a rock star.
Oh, it's a party. Yeah.
Letterman would be there.
They might be at the same party.
Nick, by the way, you forgot about this game. What's the rules of this game?
Oh, you're the commissioner. Like you're the king of cool.
No, I'm not the king of cool.
No.
I decide who is cool. I'm not cool.
No, you just know who is the coolest.
Yeah, I just know. It's not even a question.
Yeah, the rest of us might be curious
now, Craig,
who the coolest
that
is.
That was a tough one.
Because, exactly.
Because obviously Grohl's a cool dude.
Exceedingly cool. Yeah.
But if you have, I got to pick it, though.
Maybe even cold.
I got to pick one. I got to pick one. I just know.
There you go.
Everybody's born with a gift.
I know.
That's right.
It's something I have. And it pisses people off.
It does. But what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, I don't get it sometimes. We don't but play, you just got to go with it.
We don't play that game because a lot of times it's pretty obvious. You know,
exactly.
Right. What's the Jason Bateman movie with Melissa McCarthy? Because I thought it was going to be one of those.
Identity theft.
A stupid one.
It's not bad.
But I hung with it. Yeah. And it was funny. They're both funny. It's pretty well done.
And the only downside of that movie is Melissa McCarthy plays the character that Melissa McCarthy plays.
Yeah.
You know.
The funny fat chick.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Little slobby.
Yeah.
Not the lady we're
slobby.
Used to from Gossip Girl.
I'm glad you said that.
Well, there's a lot of her characters that are that way.
I thought I was being harsh, but you piled on. I liked it better.
You know, look through her IMDb. There's a lot of her characters who are a little slobby.
Yeah, she's similar to the character in Hangover.
Yeah, or Bridesmaids.
It's Bridesmaids you're thinking of, yeah.
Oh, you know, she's in Hangover 3.
Yeah.
Where he learned it in a pornography.
Right, yeah.
They need more people that are a little slobby in This Is Us. Because that one lady, she's gigantic.
Yeah, that's just
and then everybody else is just, they're like skinny Hollywood actors. Like, you need some just average fat people in there, too, so it's not such a contrast.
Her boyfriend in that show lost weight, too, the actor, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's sad big, I think.
Yeah, I've never watched that because I'm a dude.
Yeah. I watched the first season of my wife, and I realized I was a dude.
That's my wife will have that on the TV every once in a while, and that's something that, like, I can't really be in the room, so I'm just like, good God.
When we talked
to her, like, you're an asshole. Like, well,
what weird movie was she pimping?
It was that Happy Time Murders movie.
I never saw that.
The dirty puppet movie.
Yeah. It was kind of subversive. I liked it.
I did too.
Yeah, I did too.
It was weird.
It's out there. It's on one of the movie channels.
Isn't there a silly screen orgasm? Orgasm scene?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. There's a money shot scene.
McCarthy's great. Bush called her slobby. I just, you
know. No, I said her characters are. I didn't
little
say her.
Sloppy.
She's funny. She makes
she plays characters that are.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At next month's Winter Olympics in Beijing, it's assumed that you will be spied on by the government, by the Chinese government. The phones and who knows what else will be tracked by the Chinese government, it's assumed. Well, so
It's like what people, Facebook's doing this 10-year challenge now. And I don't care if you do that, fine. But then I get more mad that people saying, don't do that, it's facial recognition, they got you now. They got you now anyway. You got a picture taken at a DMV eventually.
Well, yeah, and all those the pictures you're putting up are still there on your profile.
Thank you. People are saying, oh, don't do that because facial recognition. No, you don't do that because you look really bad compared to 10 years ago.
You already have 800 photos in your gallery of you.
I just feel, yeah. In China, of course, you know you're being spied on.
That's the thing. Of course you are.
Phone, right. Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I would be nervous to do anything in China.
So the British Olympic Association.
You're not that exciting, though, Nick. You're not calling and making a... You know, making an arms deal. You're going to call home and say, how you doing? Okay.
But what if you Google the wrong kind of porn or something and they're like, yeah, you can't look at that here.
You probably can't get any sort of internet porn at the Olympics this year. They probably have that all blocked.
You might be right.
Well, they've unblocked some things. But let's get to this story. The British Olympic Association is going to be offering temporary
phones. What are we going to do on vacation without porn? Is where we team- go all the time.
Great Britain athletes and staff.
They're spying on everybody, right?
The British Olympic Association will offer temporary phones to team Great Britain athletes and staff. They've been warned against taking their own mobile devices because the authorities could install spyware to get your private information or track future activity.
So bring your burner.
They're giving them one. They said where they don't want to take their own equipment, they provision temporary devices for them to use. The Dutch Olympic Committee told its athletes not to bring their personal mobile phones or laptops because of the same surveillance. They're going to give athletes and support staff phones and laptops that are going to be destroyed when they get back home. Athletes will be able to post on social media while in Beijing because during this time only, China is allowing access to Twitter and Facebook for the foreigners, for the foreign athletes and journalists during the games.
They want to be welcoming to the country, the world.
Reserve the right to edit your posts?
I don't know.
Yeah, because
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, somebody gets loose and says
because if you get
negative,
access, you get access.
It's almost like they shouldn't be doing this in Beijing.
Yeah, exactly.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
The IOC is a tad corrupt.
Well, yeah, an overlooking genocide.
All that.
If you Google Asian porn, is it just porn?
Over there it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the thought that they have to unblock some of the porn. Well, we've got people coming in for the Olympics. Yeah, we've got to give them some porn.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they'll be humping everything. We'll give them some porn.
They're going to be humping everything anyway.
True.
The stories of the Olympic Village are any sort of true.
Right, yeah.
What do they do for porn in China when it's not the Olympics?
I don't think the arrow guys just shoot arrows. Oh, this is the Winter Olympics. Okay, got it. All right. Oh, the curlers aren't getting laid. The chicks, baby.
Maybe.
Some of the girls are pretty hot in curling.
Oh, they're all really athletic.
The Swedish girls are hot. Yeah, I know, but the dudes see it. No, the dudes are not as quite.
I met the U.S. guys that won.
They're ripped.
Yeah.
No.
No,
no, they're not. No, not at all.
The women were. I watched
I
it.
Know, the women were.
Well, yeah, we all watched it. The women. Yeah, they were, but not all the of guy. The champion curlers, you know.
They're beer-drinking dudes.
That may have been the year following.
Right. Yeah.
But they weren't necessarily, you know, you didn't look at them and go,
right, because
that guy's an athlete.
They played right across the street. So I assume they stayed in the hotel right here. And I sat in the lobby and stalked them. And they were all very athletic.
I bet good luck to them. Undeniable aura about them.
No, but those blonde Swedish and Norway chicks that are good at it, they're pretty hot usually.
Yeah, they're not from here.
No, they're not.
They don't understand.
No.
Their you're right. There's not a lot of winter Olympic athletes that are really that are not in shape. I mean, most of those, you got to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
For almost all those
sports. In the summer, you got like guys that shoot arrows, and then, you know, they're just guys that shoot arrows. They're good at what they do, but they're not. Yeah. But you're right. The winter, there's really none, with the exception of curling, maybe. And even
maybe.
That, I'm talking about really exerting yourself pretty much every other winter sport.
And I didn't mean to say that those guys were schlubs by any stretch.
I know you didn't.
But there's no winter hammer throw.
They a little slobby.
Well, the hammer throw, those guys are athletes too. I'm talking about just archery or
cornhole.
I don't think they do cornhole in the Olympics.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list of winter Olympic
winters
sports.
Winters are all sports. Even the guys that ski and shoot are skiing. Yeah, cross-country skiing's tough. Yeah.
Is there anything just shooting?
Right.
No, it's skiing and shooting.
It's both?
Yeah, I don't think it's just shooting.
It doesn't behoove you to be fat.
Yeah, I don't think you could be a fatty for any of these winter Olympic sports.
No. I would like to think not.
Curling is the closest you get.
That's it.
You know, I mean, figure skating, cross-country skiing, bobsled, biathlon.
Oh, they're all athletes, yeah.
Speed skating, skeleton, luge.
You'd get stuck on the luge.
Right. Hockey.
Yeah, I think winter is actually, there's not any. Now, there's probably very few summer sports where the schlubs show up, and that's probably, like you said, maybe just archery.
Archery, definitely.
I'm not saying they're schlubs. I'm just saying they're not. You know, you just have to be a great archer.
Badminton, you could probably be a bit of a fan.
No, those guys are quick. Quick.
Equestrian?
Don't you pick? All right.
Fatty on a horse?
You can't be fatty on a horse, though.
Horses don't like that.
You might not be a great athlete. But
here we go.
You can be old on the horse, though. There's guys in their 60s still competing on the horses.
The ultimate summer Olympic sport for fat guys.
What?
Golf.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure.
Yeah.
We all know you could be fat and play golf.
Damn right. John Daly.
I'd shooting. Like to see diving for out of shape people.
That would be kind of
fun. Just like trying to do a flip.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
There probably aren't anybody, but you could
especially
be.
And the same speedos too, by the way.
You could be a little out of shape for sailing.
Yeah. No.
I mean,
No, they worked their ass off, man.
I mean,
they're running back on the fort on the boat the whole time and cranking stuff.
Yes, they are.
They're sailing.
Here's only the Todd Tyler Show is making fun of Olympic athletes.
Well, trying to figure out which ones we can make fun of.
Exactly.
Well, and okay, these guys are these are generally some big dudes, but it's a different big dude. The weightlifters, the Olympic weightlifters.
Yeah, but they're athletic for other reasons. Right?
But I mean, they're big guys.
Right.
Urologists say.
So we've determined that you have to be an athlete in order to participate
go to the Olympics.
In the Olympics.
Yeah. To be an Olympic athlete, you have to be an athlete.
To be a world-class athlete, you have to be an athlete.
Breaking news.